This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get on up! Well, apparently Howie Roseman. I mean, if we're going to talk about sex.
Hey now!
Ruben, not. So, have you ever given an answer in a press conference in which you discussed sex?
Or not, sexiness?
Not at a press conference, but I did.
Well, it was an interview, actually. I did mention
it once in MTV. I had a vignette years ago. It was Seven Deadly Sins.
You're really pushing the envelope.
1993, I said a home run was like having sex. Hitting a home run in the major leagues was like having sex. It was that kind of a feeling.
You're on top of the world for...
That's a Reggie Jackson-like quote, but you're not quite the same thing.
On top of the world for that 25 seconds that you're rounding the bases. Like, you're untouchable.
Everybody's
looking at you.
Yeah.
Do you think about, like, man, I wish I wouldn't have said that, because now, like, I don't know. I would think my 14-year-old... would be weirded out if she heard me say that.
Now that my kids are 26 and 22, no, I don't care.
No.
That's a good point.
When they were 10 and 12, maybe, or 10 and 14.
Sure. Well, Howie Roseman put it out there with an interview he did with Todd McShay. Let's listen how he's talking about, you know, the perspective on having won a second Super Bowl, and he went here.
I think for me, the first, is this PG rated or PG-13?
Whatever you want.
So I'd say, like, the first one's almost like, can I say this, Bob? Yes, can we delete this? Is this live? You don't know what I'm saying?
You can be you.
It's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this. And so I would say, and Bob just had sex for his first time a couple weeks ago. So I think that, you know, maybe he could talk about the first time again. But I think that this one, now the game was a little different, you know, and we're fortunate about that. But I think this one, it was more fun. It was like less of a relief, less of like just like, all right, I got one, like I can check that box off, and more like, let's enjoy it, let's have fun, understanding a little bit better how to celebrate it.
Put another way, let's go back for more.
Does anyone feel a little concerned that we're backsliding? You know, when you hear this answer, you can tell how he's feeling good. You know, he is proud.
I'm a little concerned
about the way it looked after 2017.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
we know that Howie was really feeling it then. You know, he was, you know, puffing his chest out, and with great reason, obviously. And I do believe he learned a lot from that first experience and what not to do. But then I hear this answer, and
well,
you can tell
answer?
He's very, very proud of what they've accomplished.
Around.
I agree with you.
Nice.
But I know that he's doing everything he can to make sure he doesn't make the same mistakes of the past, because he's told us this.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how difficult that must be when you've got everyone in this town telling you, thanking you.
You're the man.
When you've got everyone across America telling you you're the best, you know, front office in the world.
You're a Hall of Famer, they say.
You're Hall of Fame, right? Howie Roseman. Yeah, it's got to be a challenge to just keep your head on straight through all this.
They lose a couple of games next year, John. They'll be back to ripping them. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Ruben knows that.
Book it.
Henry, you know what's one thing that's going to be different? Yeah. No statue.
No statue this year.
No statue.
No.
I mean, you know, that That was a decision that you got to wonder how much it affected Carson, that there was a full statue.
Oh, 100%. Well, everything did. You know, he said it himself. Didn't he say it was bittersweet?
He said bittersweet.
And I don't blame him. Yeah. I mean,
no, I can understand that.
He was heading towards an MVP season.
Yeah.
You know, they were, 10-1 after that game? You know, it was a shame, and he handled it poorly.
Yeah, the injury versus the Rams. I think it was like 10-2 or 11-2.
Yeah.
Because they lost to Seattle, but it was
That's something like that.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Delco Frankie. Good morning, Delco Frankie.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Just superb.
And Bria and John and everybody else.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Listening to you since you were on the morning show with Angelo.
Thank you, Bria.
Absolutely.
Delco Franco, I love how Ruben is and everyone else. he's like Danny DeVito in Twins.
Sorry,
he's the extra part.
It's okay.
Ruben.
I am an extra.
Sorry, Ruben.
I lived my whole life being an extra.
All right, Frankie, what do you got, bud?
Look, well, you want to talk about the Darius Slay move, and I get it. I really get it because you release him, you know, you give him an opportunity to seek, you know, a job at another team, but I feel like they're going to probably renegotiate and bring him back for his last year, which will clear some cap space to bring in, hopefully, Myles Garrett.
Look, well, they're saving $22 million by cutting him and designating him June 1st, over 2025 and 2026. That helps a lot toward, you know, signing someone, maybe even him. We'll see what happens here. I think he's still got a lot of value to the Eagles. He's got a lot of value to the other team that he's considering. It sounds like the Detroit Lions.
I will say this, though.
I choose the Eagles.
I do believe the Bradbury fall off a cliff at that position hurts Slay's leverage.
Probably.
I believe it.
Because Bradbury is aware, he is vigilant about not making the same mistakes again.
That's a tough position to play forever. How many guys go long? Darrell
Green. He's 34 years old.
He's old. Eric Allen went for a while. Darrell Green maybe went longer than anybody. I mean, 34 is old for that position. Old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they only said he really wanted to play for just one more year.
I know.
It's not like you have to sign him to a big contract. It'd be just 1 year for. You know, maybe a home discount.
Maybe.
Possibly. Maybe. To win another ring.
Maybe. All right, Frankie, my man, give me an answer. A celebrity since 74 that's interesting.
Well, he has a statue in this city. I'm going to go with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, Stallone. Sure. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's going to be the winning answer. James, now
who's more interesting, him or Arnold?
Arnold.
Oh, Arnold, definitely.
The foreign thing.
Yeah, Arnold. Amazing life.
The governor.
What a life.
Yeah. I mean, Stallone's been really one track.
But Sly off and directed an Oscar winner right out the gate.
All the same industries.
Arnold's
three different industries.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, Arnold's... He's a goat, man.
Remember when they were big rivals?
Goat-ish.
Big rivals.
But then they joined together to do the Planet Hollywood thing.
And the Expendables movies.
Expendables.
Think about the fact that Arnold is married into, even though now they're not,
the Kennedys.
Kind of fell apart, you know, when you,
That's
you know,
sort of
have a kid with your housekeeper.
Yeah, the Maria Shriver thing, that did not go.
Didn't finish well.
He pulled a Kennedy on the Kennedys.
Yeah.
That's a fair way to put it.
That is certainly a way to phrase it.
All right, Robert in Springfield. Robert.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Super.
I've been listening to you from the beginning of the Eagles season. I'm new to sports, never followed sports till 7 years ago, and this season was absolutely wonderful watching the Eagles play, and I went to most of their games except one.
That's awesome, Robert.
Yeah, I'm loving it. But I called because you asked someone going back to 2014 on People Magazine.
Well, 1974. It's been 51 years for People Magazine, and we've got Eric Clapton tickets to give away today. You got to give me the most interesting celebrity in the People Magazine era. Who is it?
Robin Williams.
He's up there.
Ooh.
All right, my man.
Great answer, Robert.
Robin Williams. Man, he really may have been the funniest person of my lifetime.
Maybe the quickest witted person I ever saw.
He was something.
How are those wheels turning so fast?
It seemed like he was like off the charts intelligent.
It did seem that way.
Right?
Yeah. I agree. It did seem that way. All right. Slay. I got some good Slay audio. Wechter did a really good job digging up some audio. So we gave you some five different pieces of audio earlier that are what I'd call Slay-isms, where you just kind of never know where he's going with some of these comments. Going to give you four more. We start with a classic. I would say, without me being able to remember them all, those that I do remember, this was probably my favorite Darius Slay answer ever, probably the best. It's a classic Slay.
Trying to find two identities of a coach is tough. That's like having like two marriages. You know how hard two marriages would probably be to have a household? Two personalities of two women? That's tough. You know, no offense to the women.
Talk about
the
same time.
Yeah, that's crazy tough. Like, you gotta, what? I don't know. One might want a feet rub, one might back a shoulder rub. That'd be tough to be crazy.
I love, no offense to the women here.
Juggling
yeah,
two
that was
women.
Offensive, man. Whether you felt it.
No, listen. I'm
juggling two women. You know?
That would two different female personalities. That's not offensive to me. I actually think it's funny.
I know a guy who was with two women for 10 years together. Yeah,
come on.
Did
yeah.
they
thruple?
Whatever it's called, that's what he was. That's what they were. He worked at the building I live in, and he used to tell me for 10 years he was with two women. They both knew it, and they would all. They were together.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's different.
Well, no, that is different. But, I mean, it was like a relation. It wasn't like a one-off. Like, it was their relationship.
Well, yeah.
It's a thruple, yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's another classic Slay.
You're basing this off of his word.
Well, I believed him. I mean, we had a friendship, and so I thought he was telling me the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What do I know?
You think you were going to get the invite?
Was there a little of that working in the back of your mind? Like, hey, you know what?
It was in the past.
Maybe if we...
It was talking the past.
Hey, maybe we should go out to dinner, buddy. Let's grab some food together. Let's break some bread.
It did not dawn on me.
Really? I'm surprised at that, because you seem...
What is going on here
you
right
seem
now?
I'm a little
just
surprised.
Just dirty
what?
Enough.
Yeah, I agree. That's a perfect way to put it.
Like, just before you put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's get some more Darius Slay. Let's get a little bait action.
Yeah, I baited him. That's it. I know how the bait hurts. You know what I'm saying? I made him feel like he was open, and I'm like, nah, he ain't. That was it. Just a little bait. You know, threw a little rod out there and just reeling in.
Did Jalen say anything to you about
him? Nah, he don't like to talk to me when I pick him off. He get kind of mad at me a little bit. He kind of bothered. But it's okay. I'm going to go give him a hug and stuff.
A little bait.
Oh, was that the first pick he threw in training camp?
I don't know.
I think it was.
How much do you think Jalen appreciates the way he's talking?
A little bait.
Jalen is so opposite side of the coin from this. You got Slay up there. Yeah, you know, I'll go give him a hug. I'm make him feel better. Jalen's over in the corner like, you mother.
Hey, he's double birding him.
Jalen's probably quietly a little. He's got some. Jalen quietly has a little zing.
I guarantee Jalen appreciates the levity to some degree. A guy like CJGJ.
Of course.
That meeting room, the DB's meeting room, it's got to be the most fun of that group, of that defense. And that's where guys know, hey, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes those meetings drag. You need guys like CJGJ and Slay to just bring something.
Who was that for you guys on the Eagles?
Personality matters.
03 and 04 Eagles. Who
offense. You got Donovan just always upbeat, always happy. I don't know how he did it. I would try to be upbeat, happy, vibrant, doing what I could whenever possible. He was doing it through the press conferences every Wednesday. I don't know how. He's got people telling him how awful he is. Every time I hear anyone say anything at the stadium, it's, Donovan, you suck. But somehow he blocks all that out. And he was so positive, so into it, so invested. I always admired that.
All right, two more from Slay. So this one I do remember, what we're about to play, being annoyed. This was one of those times when things weren't going as well. They had lost a game. And there were times where a lot of us thought, man, dude, stop saying this. Like, don't say that. I vividly remember being annoyed when he went here with this one.
Come on now. Out of all days, you want to put the trash can out there when I had a damn near a perfect game. You know what I'm saying? I could have did a lot of stuff better, but maybe could have picked the ball. Could have made some other plays. But overall, the game was great by me. You know what I'm saying? But as a team, we play worth the
Man.
That is the epitome of leadership right there.
Ruben, how would that go over in a baseball locker
not
room?
Not well.
We got our ass
I
kicked.
I did great.
We got our ass kicked, but I was great.
Sucked.
He said damn near perfect game. Damn I played near damn near a perfect game.
I could have picked one.
And I don't remember which game it was, but I do know I remember the Eagles got smoked.
Well, I remember the people outside NovaCare with the sign. Remember that? They had the trash can.
Which year was it?
I think it was during the collapse.
Okay.
I'm almost positive it was. But yeah, you don't remember that?
They had
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I remember the trash can thing. I just don't remember the year.
I don't know about my other players, my other guys, but I was outstanding.
These guys stunk, but I was awesome. All right, one more from Darius Slay.
Damn,
he was
the perfect game.
He was and is a unique dude. Here's one more Slayism.
Hey, Darius, as a veteran, even though this is a new team for you.
Okay, hey, it's Slay, not Darius. I hate Darius. Oh.
Hey, Darius, after the trade, the question came up. Hey, Slay.
Is it tough, Darius, if you are going through...
Slay.
Slay, sorry.
Does anyone call you Big Play?
Yeah, it's going to be Big Play or Slay. If I hear the D name, I got a problem.
Hey, Darius.
Slay.
Is there one big reason why the defense is had...
Slay.
Sorry.
Darius, yeah,
Slay.
Slay, I'm sorry.
Yes, right.
Hey, Darius. I mean, Slay. Sorry about that. Darius, what was the...
Slay.
Slay.
Slay, 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 Slay.
All right, Darius, let's go.
Oh, Slay.
Isn't that wild?
That's amazing.
Isn't that
I
wild?
Love that.
Change your name. Change your name.
Good for him, though. You know, good for him. Yeah, it's his name. It's what he wants to be called. Good for him.
I don't mind that because when people spell my name wrong, like an email or something like that,
like Reuben, like a sandwich?
Yeah, please. Can you just...
But to be fair, they are saying his name right.
I mean, he doesn't want to go by Slay.
Okay, but to Rhea's point, then change your name.
No, it's his last name.
I mean, it's a little weird.
No, it's not. He can choose what he wants to go by.
I'm not allowed to call you Darius. Your name is Darius.
What if I called you Joseph? Oh, your name is Joseph. If I was like, Joseph. Okay, Joseph.
Yeah, but
at a certain point, you'd be like, call me Joe.
But you're changing the nature of many.
No, your name is Joseph.
That's not the same thing.
It's not.
Why not?
Because Slay is his name. Slay is his name.
But there's no shorten for Darius.
Slay is his name.
So is Darius.
You can say,
right, but you can say, call me by the name I want to be called by.
I'm not getting into that. Ben Davis, that's not his first name.
Yeah, his name's Mark or whatever.
Well, I understand that, but we didn't know that till recently.
Oh, but
he wanted to go by Ben.
I'm not going all the
you're
way.
You're 100% right, Joe.
Thanks.
No, you're both 100% wrong.
All right.
I'll just start calling you Hughes all the time.
All right.
Well, I get that.
Yeah. Let's get to Gary right now. Gary, good morning.
Joe, how you doing? Can I just make a quick Sixers comment?
Please.
Okay, that's it.
Like say that again?
Just keep playing like poop for coop.
Look, they actually have a shot for that guy, which is astounding. I never thought they could be bad enough to have a shot. They're not going to have a great shot, but they're going to have some ping pong balls.
Should have tanked earlier. I called it forever ago. Remember, you got on me about that.
I did get on you about that. Yep.
It's sad when you get an alert on your phone and they're winning, and you're like, oh.
I never imagined they could be that bad, and... You know, part of it, Gary, is even when Embiid played, and he didn't play much, even when he played, they weren't good because he was a shell of himself. And that was, anyway, you guys know the story.
Yep. Just so it looks like it's going to be wasted talent at this point. Just never did what he needed to do to get his body right.
It's going to be an all-timer.
Feels like he thinks next year... He can do this thing.
No, I don't. You keep saying that, John. He thought it. I don't know that he thinks it anymore.
Look, it feels like we're down to the final hour. Like I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do, Joel.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
you have told us if you get this done, you'll be able to come back and play the way you did in the MVP season. I can't wait to see that because that will help us and that will give us a chance.
But what is it he's getting done? He doesn't even know.
Yeah, you keep saying I don't think that's accurate, John. I just
that's what he told us. So I'm going to hold him to.
Oh, well, he tells us.
Come on, man.
Yeah, but that's.
I really expect
back,
that he will
that
be
was.
Better next year, and I hope he is. And I don't have much leash on this.
No. All right, Gary, what do you got?
You have a long leash for the Sixers? Like you're excited? You
no,
give him a chance?
Not what,
we're the opposite.
He's got a shot. I'm saying it's not a good shot.
We don't think Embiid has a good chance to ever.
I don't either, but he thinks. He might.
No, but you keep saying he thinks.
He
might have thought.
Yes.
There's been new weeks and data and nothingness, and it's he may not think that anymore. That anyway, Gary, what do you got on the Phillies?
I just don't understand the Harper hate. I love Rhys Hoskins, but he batted a little bit above 200 last year. Like, it wasn't – like, we all love the man that was, but I don't think he would have made any changes. I don't think it's Harper being a brat saying, no, I'm going to stay at first base. He's amazing at first base. Like, I just don't understand him getting this. Like,
regardless
that.
Of where he's going to move to, they weren't going to sign Rhys Hoskins back. Because they wanted more athleticism, they wanted more speed, they had too many DH type players. I mean, you got Castellanos, who's actually become a much better right fielder, but you have Schwarber, who's basically a DH. I mean, you just can't have that many people who are not fleet of foot and not great athletically as far as speed is concerned.
Was Hoskins kind of like Burrell when you're at that point in the career? You just kind of move
similar.
On. Is that a fair analogy?
Yes, very fair. It and he was great, and I love Rhys, and I love everything he was and what he meant to the Phillies. Same way I felt about Pat Burrell. Yeah. I really did.
It did hurt them, though, Ruben, that Rojas stunk. That hurt. I mean, Rhys Hoskins was basically replaced by Rojas, the way they juggled positions around. And Rojas was a 1 out of 10.
But Rojas was
a 1 out of 10.
The reason why that team did not win the World Series.
No, but he was a contributor to... Not contributing much. I mean, he was the
if
worst.
If they had a better player in that spot, right. They might have won it.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. If a guy gives me
there's no guarantee there either.
No,
of course not.
There's not. Yeah. But like, we knew the last two Octobers.
The big boys
have
to perform.
I agree.
The big boys need to perform.
But it's not like a catch-all just say like, oh, well, it doesn't matter because he's not one of the big boys. Like, it all matters.
Like Joe, can't, it, yeah. Joe Blanton matter. Contributed. Joe Blanton got one start in the World Series, but he contributed to you winning. Like,
of course.
So they all count, and Rojas let him down. And maybe they misevaluated. Maybe they should have known he wasn't going to be that good. I don't know. Gary, give me an interesting celeb, last 50 years.
How about from wearing a meat dress to going and almost winning an Academy Award, Lady Gaga?
Gaga is interesting.
Wow. Yeah, I agree.
She's very interesting.
I had her on my list.
Yeah,
I had her, super. Yeah, really interesting.
So, okay. Ruben, Max Kepler, how... much does he figure into the outfield equation?
Well, he better be good.
We're talking about Rojas. We're talking about, I mean, I really like what Brandon Marsh brings from an intangible perspective, but I don't know if he can hit lefties. I don't know what that's going to look like. Last year, it felt like they had no faith in him on that front. What else should we expect? Is Rojas going to take that next step? Is Marsh going to be the center fielder of choice? Kepler, how does he factor in? The Mercado guy, I know he's probably not.
He could be a factor.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's, I mean, at least on the defensive side. And he's got some pop. I mean, he's a really, really good athlete. He's going to factor in at some point because of Weston Wilson's situation. But, hey, Kepler's got to be, a much better player than he was last year,
because
obviously.
Because we don't talk about him.
We don't talk about Marsh either. Marsh has to be better.
He does.
He's a good player. He needs to be a better player, and he needs to strike out less, I think. And I think if he's one of those guys, I mean, look at the numbers of strikeouts. See the percentage of strikeouts.
Was it high?
Super high.
Oh, really?
And that's something that he's going to have to cut down on. I think they've talked to him about it, and I think he's working on it. And I think he has the ability to cut those down, but he's got to be better. He's got to be a better – if they're going to let him be the everyday center fielder, which I think that's what's going to happen, then he's going to have to be a better player.
Big time for his career also. He's getting closer to a contract. Like, this
of
is,
course. It's a time to make his bread.
It is. Not just Ruben Amaro.
EWF, baby.
Doing his thing today. But part of the reason good vibes in here today – John, how about Helen's Sausage House?
Helen's!
Oh, my goodness.
Bringing us a big old spread.
Unbelievable.
What? Dude.
Is this food phenomenal?
Like, unreal. Like, unreal. It doesn't feel worthy of us eating it. It's so great.
Can I tell you what they have?
Sausage with eggs and cheese, and then the double breakfast sausage with eggs and cheese, in addition to scrapple sandwiches
with
eggs
scrapples,
and cheese.
John, nobody makes scrapple, so they don't make them enough. I love scrapple, and when they said they had a scrapple sandwich, I'm like, sign
Forget
me up.
About
Look,
it.
They had tons
egg and cheese is like so much bacon. It's amazing.
They got the jumbo pork chops. They got the fresh smoked brisket. Like all this stuff.
The brisket, incredible. What? The melting. Just still melting in my mouth.
I've got meat
sweats. The pork chops. Those pork chops were the greatest ever. Really,
phenomenal.
Truly the greatest ever.
Phenomenal. So here's the deal. It's here today with us in studio, but where it really is in Smyrna, Delaware. Get yourself there. And, of course, they also got a new location in Newark. So great job, Helen Sausage House. Get yourself some. They got breakfast. It's a must-try. Other foods as well. Helen Sausage House and also available through DoorDash. We thank them very much. And I also thank the Flyers for making the
Delicious.
Final quarter of the season potentially interesting.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, guys. Flyers play tonight. They are 4 points back of a playoff spot. 4 points. Now, there's a bunch of teams in there. James, if you could, in the next couple of minutes, look up their percentage chance. When we last checked about 2 weeks ago, they had like a 1.5% chance to make the playoffs. I'm sure it's gone up. The question is, how much is it? Not a ton. I'm sure it's still in the pretty low sub 5% range, but they got a shot. So, James, when you get a number, let me know. You got the number? What is it?
I have the number. So it has gone up, and you're correct.
Three?
Yeah, nicely done. 3.1%.
I'll take it.
Look, if they win the night, they could be 2 points out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's 20 games to go, 20
doing?
Or 20.
What are we doing?
I want them to make the playoffs. I'm not. What am I tanking for? Am I tanking for a Duke player now?
Especially not in hockey.
They'll make
man.
The playoffs.
Like in hockey, they could win rounds.
And James, changing, you know what I'll do?
They changed the culture.
What do
there,
I do
man.
If they make the playoffs?
You're not bringing your dumb cup
I'm
in.
I'm bringing
nope.
the cup in.
No. That didn't
I'm
work. It was a disaster.
They got further
no,
that year than any
you
year.
You jinxed them the last time.
No, Ruben, I got this phenomenal Stanley Cup.
You are not serious.
Not the word.
I made it in the late 90s.
I think I've seen it.
It was in here, well.
Wait, you made it?
I made it.
At your place? It's just a ball of aluminum foil.
Is it in my play? It's probably in my closet, I guess. Unless I have it in my mom's house, unless I have it at Amy's. It's not. Now you didn't see it like displayed in my apartment.
Wait, hold on a second. You as an adult built a Stanley Cup.
College age.
And it might be currently at your girlfriend's.
Or my mom's, or a closet. It's pretty big.
He's a bit of a hoarder.
My apartment
Why would
isn't...
it be at your girlfriend's house?
That's
she's
question.
Got a basement. I don't. It's somewhere. Look, I'm just saying. If
Look,
they...
she needs to
Hopefully
put
it's lost, and we don't need to worry about this.
You're bringing...
You
your
put that in the car?
Stanley Cup?
Yeah. It barely fits in the
now.
Back seat of the car.
She... We need to talk.
What are my three
As
words?
As we've always needed to talk to Amy, need to talk to her even more now.
But what are my three words?
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
Yep, those are your
if
words.
If I store something in your basement, deal
with
it.
This.
Just
no,
deal with it.
Yes,
so that's the way relationships work.
Well.
Deal with
Joe,
it.
Joe, I believe you snuck that into her basement. There's no way you asked for permission because you'd have been like, no.
You know what's added to her basement this week? I took it down 2 days ago.
Christmas tree?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
2 days ago.
Fake Christmas tree was
Why
up till March up to March 2nd.
Why are you taking
Because I have no
Christmas
room.
Tree to your girlfriend's? But that's not her job to store your crap.
Kind of is. Kind of is.
She's not a storage unit.
Yeah, a little
She's,
bit.
No. You know what?
She needs to
just
dump.
Call her
she
a
needs
storage
to dump.
Unit.
A human storage unit.
Can we please talk to her so we can encourage her to do
Whoa,
the right
I
thing?
I apologize
the
for
the right
him, Amy.
Thing. Here.
All right. Folks, we go. Let's talk to Warren right now. Warren, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Warren?
Hey, John. Hey, Rhea. Ruben.
Hello.
Hey, Warren.
Hello. Hey, Ruben. And everybody else.
Including Tiger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Bryce Harper, I love Chuck from Cherry Hill. He's always bringing it with the statistics. And he gave Ruben a good workout this morning, I thought.
Well, it was an interesting phone call. It was.
It was really, really good. And I always get nervous when I hear the word Chuck come on in the morning. I'm thinking, oh, my God, Chuck from Mount Airy. Not Chuck from Mount Airy.
I love Chuck from Mount Airy, even though he was wrong yesterday.
I know.
Big fan.
I love Chuck,
from
too.
Cherry yeah. Hill. I mean, come on.
I love both Chucks.
Yeah. We're,
I love
we're
lots
full
of Chucks.
Chucks.
The only Chuck I don't like is the up Chuck.
I love Chucks. You know, I had Chucks. I had yellow Chucks in seventh grade, which was not the
no,
best choice.
Not a great color.
Not the best
kids
choice.
Kids don't even know what they are, John.
Really?
No, Chucks are back. Chucks are cool.
Kids know Chucks.
Yeah, Chucks are cool.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Maybe not yellow.
Okay.
Not yellow. I've actually never seen. I didn't know they made yellow Chucks, to be honest.
They probably don't
I had
anymore.
Pink ones.
That's all right.
That's cool. In, I think.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, Warren, what do you got on the Phils?
On Bryce Harper, I don't know any other player that means as much to a city as Bryce Harper does, given the facts that Chuck just laid out for us. That it's not the in-season that this team seems to have a problem with, and one player doesn't define the playoffs, but as far as the leadership between him and some of the other players, it just comes down to the playoffs for this team. They just have to get over this hump, and hopefully these other contributors, you know, on the team can help out. But it's Harper, and it's Nola, and it's Wheeler, and it's Schwarber. I mean, these four are the linchpins to this team. If they can just pull all the other guys together, I think they can make it.
Well, I'll tell you this, Warren. I do believe a really under-the-radar storyline, we've talked a little bit about it as a show, but very little, is that Schwarber is the only one of those four not signed long-term. And the fact that he's going into his final year of his deal and there's no deal, you know, I don't quite know what it means. I mean, obviously it means they haven't agreed to terms, but does it mean the Phillies haven't tried to extend him? Does it mean Schwarber turned down a deal? Does it mean that the Phillies are in a wait and see to how they see this season goes? That it's like Rhys Hoskins, he's getting older, we might move on. Like, it is, he's a pretty damn good player to be entering the final year and people are barely talking about it.
Well, I think they're having some broad discussions. I do believe that
contractually?
I think so. I don't know.
I mean,
that
look,
for
ideally
fact,
for the Phillies, so. you'd extend them for a year or two, but not four. You know, like,
it's a tough one because the player's going to want as many as he can get.
And he's going to have one more spot of leverage in his career, and this is it when the season's over. I mean, he can still get
the leverage, yeah.
He can still get a multi-year deal.
Oh, he will.
He's a winning baseball player.
Absolutely. And a tremendous leader.
Yeah.
Terrific leader.
It's
he's a winner.
All right, Warren, give me an answer for an interesting celeb in this People magazine era.
In this People magazine era, it has to be for a Philadelphia icon. I'm just going to throw it out there to Joe Conklin.
Mr. Joe Conklin. I like that answer.
That's very nice. That's nice love.
Conklin's a good answer. All right. Speaking of answers, let's get to the answers of our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, John, first poll question relates to how many of the big four free agents are the Eagles going to keep? Becton, Bond, Williams, Sweat. John, the choices were 0, 1, 2. The final choice was 3 or 4, which we know would be 3, not 4.
Yeah.
John, which number do you think won this poll?
1.
Nope. People are hopeful.
2.
Yeah, I think they got a. I mean, it could be. Could
I
be
think
2.
It certainly could be 2, and that's that's exciting.
Certainly
to think
isn't going
to
be 2 and Myles Garrett, I'll tell you that. Could be 1 in Myles Garrett or 0 in Myles Garrett. It ain't going to be 2 in Myles Garrett. Probably won't be Myles Garrett. 60% said 2, 32% said 1, 6% said 3 or 4, 2% said 0.
I think it's more likely to be 0 than 3.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too.
That's saying something, though. You'd be losing a lot.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I don't think it'll be 0. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to be 3.
But you're going to gain.
I really don't either.
Think about what you're saying.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's probably not going to be 3. We got $26 million in salary cap room space. And what we're talking about with each of these guys is $10 million or more per year. So, like, you do a cursory like number crunch.
But you have all these other positions to fill.
Totally.
A third running back, if not a second.
Yes.
A starting corner.
Draftees.
Defensive line people to replace these guys that leave. You know, I mean, who's the third safety? I don't even know. So you got Blankenship and you
McCollum.
Got...
McCollum?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be a minimum guy, whoever that is. I'm just saying, like, you know. And you got to sign your draft picks and all that. All right, second poll question. Will Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame? Let's all go on the record ourselves. Rhea, will Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame?
I'm going to say yes.
James Seltzer.
I think no, just because I think it's too packed, and I think people will beat him out.
All right, I see Elliot just walked in that room with James. Elliot, will Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame?
So I think if Malcolm Jenkins makes it, then Darius Slay should make it.
Well, Malcolm will definitely make it.
That's why.
Yeah,
so
if you think Malcolm will make it, then I think Slay should.
Will Brandon Brooks make it?
No.
Man, I don't know, man.
I don't think he played long enough.
Well, I think it was 5 years.
Was he here just as long as Darius Slay was?
I mean, Brandon Brooks was phenomenal.
He was here just as long, right? I mean, the same thing.
I think it was the same.
More or less.
Ruben, does Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame?
Goodness. I'm a positive guy. I'll say yes.
John Ritchie?
Means yes. No.
I'm going to say yes also, but I got to think about whether I personally think he should. He's right on the line. And I mean that as no disrespect. He just wasn't here forever.
So Brandon Brooks was here 6 years, but his last year he only played 2 games.
Okay. So 1 extra year, yeah. but the extra year barely played. All right, John, I got the poll results. How do people vote?
Oh, jeez. How's it phrased?
Will Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame?
70% say yes.
55% say no.
Jeez.
Wow. They say no.
That's tragic.
With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Thank you for joining me. This is Kevin with Kevin's key points from the Sixers game. Not only did Beach sit out for this game, but apparently the entire Sixers team sat out as they started the Academy Park Elementary School team in their place, as they got completely embarrassed by the Trailblazers. Back to you guys at the morning show.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, and Maxie got hurt, and they stink.
Of course the camera cries about not knowing any new movies from the past decade. Meanwhile, he sits in the bathtub for 8 hours a day, contemplating whether he should start his 50th rewatch of The Brady Bunch.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
It's time for the great indoorsman to spread his wings.
Well said.
I'm reading 3 books right now, and one of them I started yesterday is a 500-pager on the West Wing.
Oh, God.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Awful. That's just what you need, more information about the West Wing.
And I got, I can't even remember the other books. What do you got, Jan?
My question is, who did Mike Tirico piss off that he has to announce Sixers games now? I thought he was a good announcer.
That's funny.
He must have really made somebody mad.
That's pretty good, man.
Meanwhile, Tirico is outstanding.
Well, he is great.
I mean,
absolutely,
he is
great. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Wow, is he awesome. Just, so versatile.
He's really good, yeah.
I'm predicting a Trey Turner day in November when Joe has to apologize to Trey Turner for all the stuff he said about him. Keep all these recordings from today. We'll have a Trey Turner day in November.
Well, hold on. First off, dude, I'm the guy that conceived of the idea of the standing ovation for Trey. I mean, then again, I'm the guy that supported the Eagles drafting Jalen, which is ironic. Very ironic, don't you think? Yes, I really do think. James, the irony is, as they say with milkshakes, thick.
To Ruben's point about attracting players, Saquon Barkley came here for less money. Time's yours.
Well, we did hear that. Yeah.
Yep,
I mean,
he did say that. So what was the Bears? Was that his choice?
But we're talking about like 12 or 13 or 14. Yeah. It was still big money for a running back.
Less. I mean, look, I don't know what percentage take less, but it's not more than, you know, I mean.
It's 0.5%.
Wow. Wow. Okay, with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we need a winning answer for the most interesting celebrity since 1974. Now, there's a ton of celebrities that weren't said today. Obviously, there's only so many phone calls we can field. The ones that were said that have a chance to win, this is in the People magazine era, began in 74. So we're looking for the most interesting celebrities in 74. Those said on our show that are interesting. Tyson. OJ. We got double crime thing going there. Rodman.
Tyson's a big one.
I know. Jeez. Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner.
That's huge.
That's a
also.
Good one, too.
Gaga. Robin Williams. I don't think Stallone measures up. Pete Davidson
Bruce and
doesn't.
Caitlin, we got
McConaughey and Kanye. No, Conklin. Sorry, buddy. So, all right, Ruben, Mike Tyson, O.J. Simpson, Dennis Rodman. Is it those three, or are we considering Jenner, Robin Williams, Gaga?
I would say Jenner, Williams, Gaga.
I like Gaga in there too.
Wow,
and Jenner.
I got Tyson, O.J., and Rodman. James, what are you thinking?
What a list this is.
The word is interesting. Everywhere. Interesting is the word.
No, interesting. I agree.
Tyson.
I don't even know how to attack
it. I think it might be Tyson.
Tyson's one that sticks out to me. Like,
he's a great guy, but
he's fascinating. Fascinating.
No one was face tatting before Mike Tyson.
I'm with Tyson.
I would do it just to ask about the thing with the little girl. Like, talk more about the legacy thing, man. Give me more on that.
Tyson was once asked about Bobby Fischer, you know, the chess king. And said, hey, he's from Brooklyn, just like you. And he goes, that man's crazy. And I'm thinking, no, dude, you are. It's Tyson.
Tyson, congratulations. Tyson. At least okay of those that were said on the show, Mike Tyson, most interesting celeb since 1974. All right.